Someone who is addicted has no voice. Linda Leonard wrote a wonderful book called Witness to the Fire, Creativity and the Veil of Addiction, in which she talks about the word addiction: what does it mean? Where does it come from? Ad means to or toward, and dicere means to speak. Addiction is when I give my voice to or toward some person, place, thing, or even a process. Process addictions are rigid attitudinal ways of approaching the world. Addiction need not be limited to alcohol or drugs. I can give myself over hand over my voice to anything. In fact, the original meaning of addictus was spiritual, in the sense of someone dedicated to the gods, one whose voice was given over to the divine, for example the third step of AA. Thus, inherent in the meaning of addiction is the sense of dedication, or bearing witness, to creative energies. Among the Romans, addiction also signified the making over of goods to another by illegal sale. A slave was even known as an addictos, someone who had no voice, who was a slave to a master. Addiction is the act of giving oneself over to something as one's master. Addiction is terrible, it is true, but addiction can be transformed. How can the addict get her or his voice back, so that they can respond to what they have been called to? Within every addiction there is a vocation, a calling, vocation coming from the Latin word meaning to hear or listen and therefore to respond. Addiction is, far from, the end of the line. Like the biblical prophet Samuel did in the night, how do I respond if I don't have a voice? Samuel went to his guru and said, I think I hear my name called. And he is told by the prophet Eli, say here I am. Ref, 1 Samuel, chapter 3. Saying yes is part of dealing with addiction. The spiritual part of addiction getting my voice back is to be able to say yes to all of life. No one, no thing, is excluded, precluded, left out. In dealing with addiction, we have to see it as one side. It might be a sad story, maybe generations of sad stories, but we can talk about addiction, whether positive or negative, without pain, because people who get their spirit back have to deal with the pain of staying with their own creative spirit.